Fourth One. Boogie in the morning.
Hello, Arlene.
Hi.
And Marty. Hello, Marty.
Hiya, morning.
You can probably tell Arlene is a bit broken this morning.
Oh, man.
Arlene had never been to a music festival, and we thought, well, let's put on a music festival for Arlene. 3 weeks ago, we came up with this idea. We had nothing. But in 3 weeks, Marty managed to pull it all together. With location, we got a location, and we got a catchy name, Bampots. Boogie, Arlene, Marty, Party of the Summer. That's what it stood for.
Mm-hmm.
We got acts, we got toilets, posters, food and drink. Everything was organised. Now, the one thing that we couldn't say on the radio was where it was happening, because we couldn't risk loads of folk turning up because we didn't have a licence.
No.
And we didn't have police and all that. You know, it would have been a nightmare with security and stuff like that. And the other reason we couldn't tell you was because it was a surprise for Arlene. The festival happened in Arlene's garden.
It was a bit of a surprise on Friday when you told me.
Yeah, so after the show on Friday, we said, right, Arlene, time to go and get in the car and we'll take you to the festival site. And you went, OK. And we got in the car and we drove down to Midlothian. You were like, this looks a bit familiar. And then we drove right up to your house.
Yeah.
By which stage, the stage had turned up.
Yeah.
And there was the toilets were being delivered, the tents were being erected. And it was brilliant. And we managed to keep it a secret from you. Thank you so much to the landowner. That's your husband, Kenny. Who gave us permission to use it. And it was quite small. But, I mean, there was like 50 people there.
More than that.
50 or 60 people there. And then, of course, the bands were on top of that. We got to say a massive thank you to the bands, who were amazing.
They were sensational.
Oh, they were all brilliant.
Noel Gallagher's High Flying Carpets. They sounded just like the real thing. They were absolutely fantastic.
And Derek, who was fronting, he'd come up from Liverpool specially for the gig and then drove straight back afterwards down to Huddersfield or somewhere.
Yeah, to Hull.
To do
a gig on Saturday night.
Ridiculous.
We had Adele.
Yes.
Marion from Leith, who just looked and sounded brilliant. We had the Clones were there. And if you need a function band...
Oh, they were amazing.
They're the people to book.
Yeah.
Silver Coast and the Rising Souls, two up-and-coming bands from Edinburgh, the Lothians and Fife. And Jack Robertson, Little Jack. Oh, he's gorgeous, isn't he?
He is.
So he came on and did a bit. Stotty was there. He did his turn as well. We've got to thank Gap for the toilets. Actual chemical toilets delivered into Arlene's drive. They're still there if you need to use them. We have to thank Blacklight, who came in at the last minute with the stage because our stage let us down, and then they came on.
They came back twice to make sure that they kind of screwed the gazebo into the stage, gave us a bigger stage. Amazing. And then came back yesterday to dismantle it.
Douglas and Andy, our brilliant engineers, who were there for 14 hours.
And
until
Gordon
1
Lundy.
And Gordon, the sound mixer. And Arlene's family for helping us with the surprise. It was just absolutely brilliant. There are so many clips on Facebook over the weekend if you want to go and check them out. This was when the show started.
Welcome to our festival. We are live at a secret location somewhere across Edinburgh, the Lothians and Fife.
Arlene's garden.
Arlene is in the front. Hello, Arlene. Arlene has never been to a music festival, so we're about to put that right. Please welcome to the main stage here at Bampots, Noel Gallagher's High Flying Carpet.
First song of the festival, Champagne Supernova.
Brilliant.
Grant Stott was on the stage. Grant can actually sing. That's
he can sing. Yeah,
yeah,
he's good.
And we even, obviously, we had to end with...
We're live tonight on the main stage here at Bampots.
We had to end with one song. And in fact, we tried to get this person to actually turn up. We tried to get TTF to come along. Time Frequency.
Yeah.
John Campbell's the guy's name. And we tried to get him booked up. And I spoke to him on the phone. And he was dead keen to do it, and he had a prior booking, and he couldn't get out of it.
Okay.
So he couldn't come along. This was at 11 o'clock in Arlene's garden. You've been excommunicated from the village.
Are you ready for TTA? Let's see this place tonight.
So there you go. It was absolutely brilliant. TTF, shared that video on Facebook.
How fun.
Which is just the best thing ever.
Just thank you to you and Marty for putting this on, but to everybody who helped out. My word, people put some work in it.
You didn't think we could pull
it
off?
No, I didn't think we could.
Music festival in 3 weeks, but we managed it.
And I almost cried when I got up on Sunday to have a look at the state of the garden.